Hello, I'm Lord Davis, the servant apostle, the Lord Jesus Christ, ministering locally to the body of Christ in Dallas, Fort Worth, Texas, sent by God to your house to declare to you the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm doing this audio from my office in my home in Plano, Texas. I'm going to ask Kathy D. to read Scripture, Romans chapter 9, beginning in verse 9 and reading to the end of the chapter. Then I'm going to go through some of the verses. We're going to read them all again, but some of the verses I'm going to comment on. Father, I just thank you. I pray that you grant your people to hear, give them ears to hear, eyes to see what the Spirit of God is saying and doing in the earth, in Jesus' name. Kathy D., you want to start reading in verse 9, I believe it is?
Yes. For this is the word of promise. At this time will I come, and Sarah shall have her son. And not only this, but when Rebekah also had conceived by one, even by her father Isaac. For the children being not yet born, neither having done any good or evil, that the purpose of God according to election might stand, not of works, but of him that calleth. It was said unto her, the elder shall serve the younger. As it is written, Jacob have I loved, but Esau have I hated. What shall we say then? Is there unrighteousness with God? God forbid. For he saith to Moses, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. So then it is not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but of God that showeth mercy. For the scripture saith unto Pharaoh, even for this same purpose have I raised thee up, that I might show my power in thee, and that my name might be declared throughout all the earth. Therefore has he mercy on whom he will have mercy, and whom he will he hardeneth. Thou wilt say then unto me, why does he yet find fault? For who has resisted his will? Nay, but, O man, who art thou that repliest against God? Shall the thing formed say to him that formed it, why hast thou made me thus? Has not the potter power over the clay, of the same lump to make one vessel unto honor and another unto dishonor? What if God, willing to show his wrath and to make his power known, endured with much long-suffering the vessels of wrath fitted to destruction, and that he might make known the riches of his glory on the vessels of mercy, which he hath afore prepared unto glory, even us, whom he has called not of the Jews only, but also of the Gentiles. As he saith also in Isaiah, I will call them my people, which are not my people, and her beloved, which was not beloved. And it shall come to pass in the place where it was said unto them, you are not my people, there shall thou be called the children of the living God. Isaiah also crieth concerning Israel, though the number of the children of Israel be as the sand of the sea, a remnant shall be saved. For he will finish the work and cut it short in righteousness, because a short work will the Lord make upon the earth. And as Isaiah saith before, except the Lord of Sabbath had left us a seed, we would have been as Sodom and been made like unto Gomorrah. What shall we say then? That the Gentiles, which followed not after righteousness, have obtained a righteousness, even a righteousness which is of faith. But Israel, which followed after the law of righteousness, has not attained to the law of righteousness. Wherefore? Because they sought it not by faith, but as it were by the works of the law. For they stumbled at that stumbling stone, as it is written, Behold, I lay in Zion a stumbling stone and a rock of offense, and whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed.
Amen. Thank you, KD. You know, God, before the foundation of the earth, foundation of the world, he wrote in the volume of the book that's written about every person that is going to be in the kingdom of God. And those people are called by God, predestinated to be conformed to the image of Jesus. And that's in Romans chapter 8. And those that he predestinated, he called. Those that he called, he glorified. Thank God to be conformed to the image of Jesus. He also justified us. Amen. He has had ears to hear. Let him hear what the Spirit of God is saying. In Romans chapter 9, verse 11. I would ask Kathy to read that 11th verse, is it?
Right. For the children being not yet born, neither having done any good or evil.
Oh, let's back up.
Okay.
To 9.
All right.
The 9th verse.
For this is the word of promise, that at this time will I come, and Sarah shall have a son. And not only this, but when Rebekah also had conceived by one, even by our father Isaac. 11. For the children being not yet born, neither having done any good or evil, that the purpose of God according to election might stand, not of works, but of him that calleth.
Okay. In that 9th verse, notice there was a child that was to be born. And that child was a child of promise. His mother was Sarah, and his father was Abraham. No doubt about it. And then comes Isaac. Isaac and Rebekah. And there was a child to be born. And don't make no mistake about it. God's word is truth. Word is truth. In Rebekah's belly was two kingdoms. You find that over in the book of Genesis. Two kingdoms. They oppose one another. And now, KD is going to read, what was it, verse 11? Let's read 11 on.
All right. For the children being not yet born, neither having done any good or evil, that the purpose of God according to the to election might stand, not of works, but of him that calleth.
See? They hadn't done anything, good or evil. But God had a plan, had a purpose, and they were elected to be what God wanted them to be. Folks, you cannot change the will of God. You cannot. Don't try. You'll end up looking like a fool every single time. Amen. But not that done any good or any evil. But God said, did you read yet? No.
No.
About the, go ahead, go on.
Verse 12, it was said unto her, the elder shall serve the younger.
There, see? The elder serves the younger. And Jacob was the one that God wanted to bless. He was the elect. Esau was not. Would you read on next?
13. As it is written, Jacob have I loved, but Esau have I hated.
You see this? You have to humble yourself, folks, to receive these things. You can't manipulate God. You have to humble yourself and do what God is saying. And Jacob was going, pardon me, Esau was going to serve Jacob. And that's precisely what took place. Would you read on?
14. What shall we say then? Is there unrighteousness with God? God forbid.
God forbid that you would say God is unrighteous. God forbid. Don't say it, that God is unrighteous. Next verse.
15. For he saith to Moses, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion.
Notice that? God will have mercy on whom he will, compassion on whom he will. You can't change him. He's God. He made every person, created everything for his goodwill. Next verse.
16. So then it is not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but of God that showeth mercy.
There you go. Whoever God shows mercy on, that's the one that God's going to use. It was his choice before the foundation of the world. Next verse.
17. For the scripture saith unto Pharaoh, Even for this same purpose have I raised thee up, that I might show my power in thee, and that my name might be declared throughout all the earth.
You notice that? Pharaoh God made him for a purpose and made him to show his power, that his name might be declared throughout the whole world. You know, when he showed that, when he delivered the children of Israel out of Egypt, brought them through the Red Sea, thank God, and drowned all the Egyptians, their horses and all, in the sea. That's God. He owns the earth, the fullness thereof. You can't manipulate him. Stop trying. Next verse.
18. Therefore has he mercy on whom he will have mercy, and on whom he will he harden it.
Whoa. He'll have mercy on who he wants to. He'll harden whoever he wants to. You can't change him. Stop resisting the will of God. You stiff-necked, uncircumcised of heart and ears, why do you always resist the Holy Ghost? Amen. Next verse.
19. Thou wilt say then unto me, why does he yet find fault? For who has resisted his will?
No one can. Go ahead.
20. Nay, but O man, who art thou that repliest against God? Shall the thing formed say to him that formed it, why hast thou made me thus?
You see that? You can't reply against God. You might as well stop. America is under the hand of God, the judgment of Jesus Christ. I put this up earlier this afternoon out of Revelation 1. Jesus Christ is riding through America, judging this nation, that up to 60-70% declare themselves to be Christians. Well, you're going to get to prove it, folks. And God sent Jesus right now. Read that Revelation 1. It's clear what God is doing in here. Next verse.
21. Has not the potter power over the clay of the same lump to make one vessel unto honor and another unto dishonor?
You get that? Honor one, dishonor the other. That's the way God is. He's God. You don't understand him. Next.
22. What if God, willing to show his wrath and to make his power known, endured with much long-suffering the vessels of wrath fitted to destruction?
Notice. God's wrath is going to come on vessels that were fitted for destruction. They were made that way. You can't change it. Not going to. You might as well stop trying. Next verse.
23, and that he might make known the riches of his glory on the vessels of mercy, which he had afore prepared unto glory.
Right. His glory on the vessels of mercy. What he hardens, what he shows mercy. You can't change him. Stop trying. Humble yourself. Let God lift you up. All right?
24, even us, whom he has called not of the Jews only, but also of the Gentiles. 25, as he saith also in Isaiah, I will call them my people, which were not my people, and her beloved, which was not beloved. 26, and it shall come to pass that in the place where it was said unto them, you are not my people, there shall they be called the children of the living God. 27. Isaiah also crieth concerning Israel, that the number of the children of Israel be as the sand of the sea, a remnant shall be saved. 28. For he will finish the work and cut it short in righteousness, because a short work will the Lord make upon the earth. 29. As Isaiah saith before, except the Lord of Sabbath had left us a seed, we would have been as Sodomah and been made like unto Gomorrah. 30. What shall we say then? That the Gentiles, which followed not after righteousness, have obtained a righteousness, even the righteousness which is of faith. 31. But Israel, which followed not after the law of righteousness, has not attained to the law of righteousness. Wherefore? Because they sought it not by faith, but as it were by the works of the law. For they stumbled at that stumbling stone, as it is written, Behold, I lay in Zion a stumbling stone and a rock of offense. And whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed.
At the end of it?
That's the end.
All right. Thank God. I appreciate all of you listening. I believe God is saying all that he wanted to say has been said. And I thank him and praise him. And I am signing off now from my office in Plano, Texas. I'll see you next time. God bless. Doyle Davidson. Good night.